By the time I sleep tomorrow, and we haven't asked Miss Davis to come over for dinner, and Pauline has to go to work at 3 o'clock, it'll probably be late tomorrow before I get to making a tape, and I did want to get one off by Monday anyway. So, anyhow, sort of a belated Happy Easter, because I guess it'll be around Wednesday or Thursday before you hear my greetings. I tell you, it's so comfortable now having the tape recorder. This way I can sort of lay down on my bed and talk, and if that's not the height of laziness, I don't know what is. I guess I'm really going Spanish. Well, let's see where to begin. There are a couple things I wanted to tell you as far as messages are concerned. One is, I didn't mean for you to rush right out and get the a sponge rubber just as soon as you went down to the, or as soon as you got the labor chair. That was never my intention. And the other, it's been on my mind. Pop mentioned the Army-Navy game some time ago. And, well, I think my dues come up in May, and I'll write them a letter around May. But I'll let you know enough in advance so that you can send me the money or the check or whatever it is. It should be around $30, I would imagine, if it's like last year. And then I'll send in the order for the tickets. But if I get the order in by June, you should be assured. It's not too early to start thinking about it, however. Although this has been on my mind. Sometimes I forget to mention things although they're on my mind. And also about Mom having the went off her head. Well, I think it's a good idea. I thought she should have had it done some time ago. And I hope that everything is all right and that it wasn't too uncomfortable for her. For you. I know you're listening, Mother. Well, now let's see. Where to begin? Well, Holy Week has been an experience in Lent in Spain. Lent has been an experience, but Holy Week has been an experience in Spain. And I tell you, it really is something. Tuesday night, I guess it was, we went out to Sanlúcar, which is a little town not too far from here. If you recall, Pop, been reading about how they make sherry or how they make wine, Sanlúcar was mentioned, Sanlúcar, Puerto, and Jerez. And we went out there because they had a carpenter out there that Miss Davis wanted to talk to about making some furniture, I guess. And we drove out, and of course we couldn't get very far because they were having the processions for Semana Santa. And I had been told by so many that it was such a farce in Sevilla and in most of the towns that it was close to sacrilegious. And I had been prepared for this, but was pleasantly surprised. It wasn't like that in Sanlúcar at all. I suppose in the small towns where they don't get all the tourists coming in, it's a little bit different. But anyhow, they have a group called the Penitents, and from what I can gather, they must be different groups, probably comparable to the Knights of Columbus and other Catholic organizations, you know. And they dress in usually in black or white, or they have a purple hood, or anyhow, they dress in a dark robe, and usually with something like a cincture, except not so elaborate, around their waist, and something that looks very much like what our Ku Klux Klan would wear, only it's higher. It's made of cardboard, and the only thing that shows is their eyes. And this is so that they will remain anonymous. Of course, as I have said before, if you have someone who's 6'2" in the town and he puts on one of those outfits and he looks 8 feet, I guess almost everyone knows who it is. But anyhow, they all dress this when they wear black gloves. And there are some children that go in the procession, too. And sometimes they carry crosses, or usually the leader, or some type of a crozier similar to what a bishop might carry. But the majority of them carry very tall candles that are looped in their hips. And I guess they must be 50 inches anyway, I would say. And they're lighted. And this is the only light that they have in the whole procession. Of course, it's dark. And they have these lighted candles. And they usually precede a statue, or combination of statues, of our Lord, depicting some phase of the Passion, either the scourging at the pillow, or the agony in the garden, or a crucifixion, and almost always with the Blessed Virgin, who is dressed in gorgeous velvet and lace and jewels. She's always very sad, but she's always dressed magnificently. And there are men, I suppose any place from 15 to 20, underneath this statue carrying it in the It's all, the float itself is embossed in gold leaf. It really is magnificent. And of course, decorating the float is flowers, calla lilies and carnations, and many candles. And the marchers move with sort of a clapper, like a giant size, all I can think of is a giant size castanet. And they move and stop when the head man, or the jefe, as they call him in Spanish, so designates. And behind the statue, I should mention that many of these marchers are in their bare feet. And behind the statues, excuse me, are usually a handful of women, not more than 10, I wouldn't say. And they are either sick women, or women who are mourning for someone who's sick, or women who are mourning because of their dead. And these are the only women in the parade. And they are dressed in black, and with a black mantilla and all. And some of them march barefoot, too. And over these cobblestone roads, believe me, it's no small task. And they have a Christus. Again, it's a man who is usually dressed in purple, with one of these big helmets, or big hats, whatever you want to call them. And he is anonymous, and he's in his bare feet, and he carries a cross. And it's not a small thing either, I tell you. And they have a band, but the band plays this, most of them are bugles, I guess, or trumpets of some sort. They play this music. I think if you heard it once, you'd always recognize it as belonging to Semana Santa, which is the term they use for Holy Week and for the whole festivities of Holy Week. And other than that, occasionally they blow the trumpets, but other than that, the only sound is a constant roll of a drum. And really, it's most frightening and eerie. It really is. It's almost like it was really happening, because you have this, as I say, this constant roll of a drum, and it's dark, and these people all dressed peculiarly, and it is sort of, as I say, eerie is the only word I can describe, or frightening. And of course, many of the things that so many of the American Catholics object to, but I guess it's just not our way of life, and we don't understand it, and that's why we object to it. Well, people are selling things on the sidewalk, you know, and the sidewalk cafes are in operation, and it's, as I say, it wasn't so bad in Sanlúcar, really. I thought it was on a more religious tone, but it certainly wasn't as solemn as, for example, our Corpus Christi procession, and the priests march in it. But again, perhaps this is the way it was in our Lord's time. Who knows? Perhaps they're right and we're wrong. I mean, they almost are hysterical in their mourning. The flags in Spain are all at half-mast. Now, I'm not certain whether they are at half-mast because of Good Friday and Holy Saturday. Of course, these are legal holidays in Spain. Or because the Americans lost a submarine. We, of course, feel quite badly about that, and received notification yesterday to fly our flags at half-mast, but we don't have any flags. And the Spanish flew their flags at half-mast, so I'm assuming that perhaps it was because of the submarine being lost, but then again, it may be because Christ died. It's very hard to say. Next year, God willing, if the Americans don't have a calamity, we'll be able to perhaps decide whether or not it was the why they're flying him at half-mast. But they really go into deep mourning, and as I say, it almost approaches hysteria. I've only been once. Last night they were called off because the weather was so bad. And they're having it tonight, but we're having festivities at our own base. And Father had asked us not to get too carried away, because except for Good Friday, of course, when everything is closed, bodegas, liquor stores, everything, it's kind of, as you can imagine, can get kind of rowdy. And the people, if they feel like it, so inclined or so moved as the procession is going along, just will get up and sing in the flamenco style. Now, of course, they don't have a guitar or castanets, but they sing in the flamenco style. And, of course, flamenco is very, is full of expression. You may not think so when you first listen to it, but as you listen to it, you get used to it. And the radios do not play anything but religious music. And what was the song that John McCormick made so famous? Was that the Psalms or the Palms? I can never remember. The Palms, I think, wasn't it? Well, anyhow, I heard that song today, but in Spanish. And believe me, I thought to myself, they should hear this back home. This was on the radio. As I say, Radio Sevilla and Radio Madrid only play religious songs, and because that's what we get most of the time. Not having an AM/FM radio, I don't get any English broadcasts. I do get Tangiers, as I've mentioned before. And they just keep on playing the same old music. They don't play any religious music. But it's... I'll tell you later on that I went to Sevilla today, but I did pick up a couple of little characters, the penitents, and I'll send them home. I'll send one to you so you can see what they look like, and I got one for the children so they would be able to see what they dress like, and they're just made out of cardboard, you know. They sell them, I suppose, like we sell our Easter eggs and things like that. But as I say, it's very different, of course that's the way you learn. I don't know whether I'll go tonight. Our Spanish neighbors, who have two daughters about 16 or 17 that I'm certain I've mentioned before, I mean they own this house, as I've said before, have suggested that I go along with them perhaps tonight, but I want to make midnight mass at our own church, so I don't know whether I'll be able to go with them or not, because... As I said, Father Cunningham has asked us to, he hasn't said we shouldn't participate in this, but that we should participate in our own functions.